Lost and Found. Found and Lost and Lost Found.
Hallo und willkommen zu Lost and Found hier auf der 95.8 bei Radio Z in der zweiten Stunde in der Mai-Ausgabe 2020. Und wie versprochen geht es weiter nach Schottland in dieser zweiten Stunde und zwar in die Brennerei Glenallachie in der Speyside in Schottland. Ich wünsche auch in dieser zweiten Stunde, die es im englischen Original gibt, viel Spaß beim Zuhören. Am Mikrofon und Technik Chris. Gleich geht es in die Glenallachie Distillery. Das ist eine relativ junge Distille, denn sie wurde erst 1967 gegründet, und zwar in der Speyside. Das ist wohl die bekannteste Region in Sachen Whisky in Schottland, die zumindest mit den meisten Distillen. Theoretisch schafft die Distille 4 Millionen Liter Alkohol im Jahr. Im Moment liegen sie aber eher so bei gut 2 Millionen Liter. In der kurzen Zeit, in der die Distille existiert, hatte sie einige Besitzerwechsel. So wurde sie verkauft 1989 an die Pernod-Ricard Group. Und die wiederum hat sie, und das war die spannendste Änderung, 2017 an das Glenallachie Konsortium verkauft, deren Hauptbesitzer wohl Billy Walker ist. Und der ist vielen noch bekannt von Benriach oder Glendronach. Seither gibt es viele Experimente mit verschiedenen Fassreifungen, aber das Besondere ist, die Distille hatte vorher kaum Single Malts auf dem Markt, das meiste ging in die Blendindustrie, eigentlich fast alles. Noch was Besonderes bei Glenallachie, die Distille ist so aufgebaut, dass alles dem natürlichen Fluss des Geländes folgt, das heißt, es wird versucht, möglichst ohne zu viel Pumpen von Whisky und Spirits und Co. auszukommen. Eine kleine Information noch vorab. Die Führung hat sich mehr oder weniger zufällig ergeben. Und da eine kleine Gruppe unter anderem mit deutschen Händlern vor Ort war und wir uns anschließen konnten, war das eine ganz tolle Sache und die Distille ist aktiv. Und dementsprechend laut wird es gleich hier auch im englischen Original. Und jetzt viel Spaß bei der Führung durch Glenallachie mit Sales Managerin Juliet Buchan.
Rocks. Again, a lot of things I'm sure you know already, but this is the reason why.
Valley in French,
so Glenallachie means of the rocks, and this is due to the surroundings here where you've got quite a lot of rocks, and so the topography is very rocky. So Glenallachie Valley of the Rocks, which is why when we decided to have a new branding, we asked the stonemason to engrave the logo onto a slate, onto stone. And he came up with this. We came up together with Glenallachie. So it's nothing to do with a Flintstone, with Fred and Wilma and Boom Boom. It's the Valley of the Rock. But I think it's very catchy. Personally, I like it. Yeah. So we'll start the tour from the mill. We've lost Michael.
Super clean.
I'll introduce you to these guys here.
No one else knows how to work this apart from Philip and I.
Oh, really?
So which button do I need to press?
That one. So as you can see, it's automated, but there's still a lot of manual work as well. But it's not a fully manual distillery.
If something goes wrong, we have to hit it with a hammer. If that doesn't work, we get the engineers to come. They've got a bigger hammer. This screwdriver is one of the main tools in the distillery.
Okay. And those things. call it hardware.
Yeah. Oh, that's for Mike. Yeah, okay, we'll leave you to it. We'll leave you to it.
Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
So,
40 years.
Yeah, 40 years. I won't tell you the story about 40 years then. Very successful company, up to a point. Too successful. But yeah, Mike and Philip, so both of them come from Ballindalloch, and okay. We went from 6 distillers to 2. Pernod Ricard used to produce 4 million liters of pure alcohol. Nowadays we produce under 800,000. So okay. We totally reduce the production. They only produce 4 days a week, and Friday is a cleaning day. That's why everything's spotless. So there's half day cleaning, and very, very proud of their distillery, but very essential people.
And not 24 hours?
No, it's just one shift. Yeah. So we could produce 4 million, but I would need to sell 4 million, so yeah. We'll see. Give me a few years.
But this house is the future, so they want to go up with the production.
Yeah.
Like to 1 million?
Yeah, I think 1 million is very feasible. In 4 million of single malts with a small team, then you become a mass product. Yeah. But
especially with this stock in the back.
Yeah. So yeah, if you've driven past, I suppose you came, oh no, because you came to Darwin, so we didn't go past the warehouse. We've got 16 warehouses. We've got capacity for 100,000 casks. Out of that, about 40,000 are ours, La Malachies, and the rest will have been, or is still Chivas, Pernod Ricard, and they withdraw them from time to time, so they pay a rent at the moment, and they still have a stock, and we have a stock.
You get your barley local?
Yeah. So Scottish barley, malted only. Yeah, malted in crisp, so in Bucky, locally. Traditionally unpeated, although we have started to do some peated run. So this year we did 7 weeks of peated production, but mainly unpeated. And the peated that we've done this year or last year, you'll have to wait 7 years, 8 years before you can actually try it. Unless it's way too good before and we release it before. But you know what we do today is really need time to be on the market. So anyway, so we get, more important, the water from Benrides. So up here, pure Scottish water, plenty of it, and it comes down, so again, all gravity fed. You've got a pipe of 2.2 miles from the top of Benrides, from the dam, sorry, up to here. So that's the last point, that's the last stopping point, and then it goes into the distillery. Barley from Scotland. We have the mill from Porter's, which is 1967 as well, so quite well preserved. And we use 9.4 tons of barley, so quite a big mash, 9.4 ton. You know all this, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing though know this. What is,
lunch.
Okay. You reset it.
The other thing is this one here, because for me it was the first time I saw a copper one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just beautiful. They still have the wooden one, but same principle, but just copper. Yeah.
It's the same idea.
Same principle, yeah. But, I think it's just great. But usually you see these ones here. Yeah. So 9.4 tons of barley, which we grind here. Proportion 27% husk, 70% gerst, and 13% flour. And that we haven't changed from Chivas. We kept the same, the same thing. It just works.
Slightly different, isn't it?
Every distillery is slightly different, but usually
depends on the pipes.
Yeah.
It? Yeah.
And I suppose you know the Marston, because some may have bigger perforation, smaller, but it works for Gramaki, so we kept that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you do the mashing in here. 9.4 tons of grist here, which, as you know, will be mixed with hot water. We're now actually using 4 batches of water. And usually, it's very often 3, here it's 4. We only keep the first and the second water, which equates to 42,000 liters of quartz. 42,500 to be exact, liters of quartz. So the first 2 water will be drained in the underback here and then into the wash bags. The next 2 waters will be put back into the tank over your head and used as a sparge for the next mashing. Okay. But we go from 65 to 95.
We have four
water, yeah.
Is this something being changed?
No, again, that hasn't been changed.
And we have not as well.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking, because Bandia used to do that as well.
Four, all right.
Yeah. Okay. This is the difference,
yeah. Yeah. Unless it's something that Chivasaway does, I'm not sure, but yeah.
And why? Why you have four?
You get more sugar on, you get more
really?
Taste from it.
I don't know, because the third and the fourth water are not full batch, so I'm not quite sure why, but you will get a bit hotter. The last water, I think it's 95 degrees, so very, very hot. But we can ask, do you want me to ask Mike?
They are not in this space. Already back.
Why? I was asking. Everybody?
Everybody, yeah.
Right. The previous owners of this distillery were Shivers Brothers. And this was actually one of the most efficient distilleries that they had. So this mashing process was very good at extracting the sugars from the grist mixture. So we've not changed it. They used to use 4 waters, so we use 4 waters. We've done a few things with the fermentations and a few things with the stills, but on the mashing side, we've done absolutely nothing different because it was such a good process to begin with. And although we say 4 waters, there's only about 5 minutes between the end of the third water and the start of the fourth water, so it is almost like one large third water.
Okay.
So a, they are split, but just not much. So.
And the third water is what, 85 degrees and 95 degrees?
The third water is 90, and the fourth water is 95. So we're trying to heat it up as much as possible so we can get every single last bit of sugar out of the mash. So that we're not wasting it, pretty much. We don't want the cows to get it. Yeah.
And the draft is very clean as well.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's very dry as well. We leave the draft in the mash tun overnight because it keeps everything warm. So we come in the morning and the mash tun is like one big radiator of heat. So, and then we get rid of the draft in the morning and then we mash it in the morning so that everything's nice and warm. So it gives it a chance for all the liquid to drain through. So the company that takes our draft away are very happy because it's nice and dry and a bit lighter for them to take in their trucks.
Perfect.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Werde Mitglied bei Radio Z.
Ich meine, wieso?
Weil Radio Z von euch, für euch und mit euch lebt.
Und wozu ist das gut? Was habe ich davon?
Du unterstützt das einzige freie Radio in ganz Bayern.
Mann, ist das schön, frei zu sein.
Du kannst über Belange von Radio Z mitentscheiden. Du kannst Gästelistenplätze für viele Veranstaltungen gewinnen.
Oh, wow.
Warum macht Radio Z keine Werbung?
Das will ich dir sagen.
Das sind die falschen Freunde. Wir werden versuchen, dich zu kaufen.
Was macht eigentlich Z so besonders?
Der macht alles anders als die anderen.
Werde Mitglied bei Radio Z.
Wie soll das gehen?
Ganz einfach anrufen. 4500633.
Man hat mir gesagt, dass meine Krankenkasse das nicht abdecken würde und dass es sowieso nicht nötig wäre.
Schwachsinn.
Beiträge und Spenden sind steuerlich absetzbar.
Bist du bereit?
Ja.
Radio Z rettet auch dich.
Ihr habt mich gerettet. Ihr seid mein Retter.
Danke, danke.
Bags of Rock hörtet ihr soeben mit dem Stück Rainstain und die Band stammt aus Glasgow. Davor gab's Bros and Butter von Eddie Reader. Ihr hört Lost and Found und wir sind weiterhin unterwegs in der Speyside in Schottland in der Brennerei Glenallachie.
Ich habe die erste Frage, bist du was?
We have, as you can see, six washbacks here, but there's also two at the back. So under Pernod Ricard, everything was being used, all eight of them. Today we only use four. Why four? Because we do four production days and we ferment for 160 hours. So that's the longest in the industry, as far as I know. So what we actually mash on a Monday will be distilled the next Monday. Mash on Tuesday will be distilled the next Tuesday. So we only use four of them. Not always the same ones, yeah. But we never go into the other room unless it's pitted.
But I think, does the yeast last that long?
It does. So you won't get more alcohol, but you'll get more esters.
Okay.
And also because it's stainless steel, you can do that. I'm not sure you could do that in wooden washbacks. And the bacteria would be very, very happy, but maybe not the distiller. Yeah. So for us it works. It gives something really rich, really fruity, and that's what we want.
And it's easier to clean if you do the peated one.
Yeah, the stainless steel.
Yeah. Just a big wash and that's it.
Any chance to try the wash?
Huh?
Is there any chance to try the beer?
Again, I need Mike to see.
Don't worry too much.
I'm going to open one for you anyway.
Yeah.
Not this one.
They would be cream, and this was kind of, well, not green as well, like this.
It's no wood before, or?
No, it's always been stainless steel, but they were looking different. And again, Billy is very peculiar. He wants it clean, he wants it painted. So it was painted last year or 2 years ago, this grey, and then started to run here, and he didn't like seeing the lines, so we painted this in July. You know, just the attention to details in terms of aesthetic is just weird. I mean, there's one thing, we were busy for the whiskey festival, Speyside Whiskey Festival, everybody's running about and Billy wants us to plant some trees. And you think, can that not wait? Why do you want trees? What? No, he wants trees. So we had to go and plant trees between the warehouses because he wants trees. And I think in a way it's nice, it's fantastic, you know, this attention to detail. Yeah. Okay, so we get the wash, which would be about 9% alcohol, 42,000 and a half liters in it, which will be put into the next room over there to be distilled twice, because we're not in Germany and beer soaking summer, but summer is not long enough, so we need whiskey.
Not in Scotland, yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer anyway to just drink here.
Not too quickly, so it's only 20 minutes longer, but still, you know, out of 6 hours, it still makes a bit of difference. So that's the only two changes that they've done. Okay, let's go in. The still room, the half of the distillery for me. I was talking earlier on about unusual features. Some of them you might have spotted. Anything unusual here? Come on, guy, don't disappoint.
Yeah.
Right, that's the first one. So we have two spirit safes. Usually you have one spirit safe regardless of the number of stills. Here we have two. In 1967, when the distillery was designed, it was designed with two stills. And in 1968, they added two stills. And they actually added one more stirring stage. So in theory, we could run two different spirits at the same time. Right? So we could, for example, run a non-peated and a peated here. But that's not what we do, but in theory we could. Yeah? What we do is that out of the 42,000 and a half liters of wash, we divide it and we put 21,225 here and 21,225 liters here. Do the first distillation and then do the second charge in the spirit still, so 15,000 liters of each, and collect at the end.
Okay. There is something special with the shapes or everything?
No.
No, not
no.
Something special.
There's something else which is very special and I'm really surprised you can't see it.
It looks like roughly the same size, but I don't think this is right. It's just me. It's like roughly the same size.
You're looking in the right direction.
The coolers are...
The condensers are horizontal.
Are they?
Horizontal.
It's not, die stehen nicht, die liegen.
Yeah, and that is
that was one of the
gravity-fed design. You know, why make them vertical when you could actually make them horizontal so the water runs through? Yeah. Magda's got a couple of them as well. I'm not so sure about the other one, but that's unusual. It doesn't really affect the flavor of the whiskey, but it makes more sense. Yeah. But well spotted.
So the problem is we need a story.
Yeah.
People say, no, what's interesting about Gernalachingen? Ah, condenser.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Condenser.
It's the only distillery who does it that way?
No. Magdav got a couple, but designed by the same guy. Somebody told me Lafroig, but I was Googling and I didn't see that. So. But somebody said, yeah, I've got pictures. He didn't show them to me, so I don't believe it. But maybe Tullibardi, maybe Jura, but I'm not sure. So if you find others, but Macduff, yeah, they
this
have
the
both.
Ready.
I can't say that. Yeah.
And
so let's go over
you
there.
Said, you said they added this part or that part. These two pot stills, these stills were added later.
Yes,
because
yes.
Did they change everything because it says 68 in here and 68 on this one?
Yeah, it's
6 months.
It's 6 months.
It's yeah, 6 months, but the door says 67. Some stuff say 68. The front says 68. So it will be the end of 67, the beginning of 68. So we have kind of 2 dates, but started building in 67, okay. Starting distilling in 68.
Okay.
So it's very likely that that was added maybe January 68 and this one in July 68. Okay. Yeah? No, well spotted. We were thinking about heat wave, but... So, I mean, you know the process. Currently collecting the low wine from the first distillation, and here collecting either the faint or the full shot. I would assume the full shot. And, So we collect, spirit-wise, the heart will collect 5,500 in total out of the two. So out of the 42,500 liters, we will collect 5,500. Yes, a very small proportion. Just so hard, just the purest part of it. The other change we have is, again, under Pernod Ricard, everything would have been tanked away to the central belt. Now we fill and we mature on site, but we fill on site. Whereas before it was filled in Glasgow or Edinburgh. So we had to add a pipe to go into the filling store. Okay? Right.
Homemade.
Yes. We do as much as possible on site. Bottling, unfortunately, not yet. That would be good. So we use Brockburn with its limitation and challenges. It would be, but at least it would give you the flexibility and the control of everything. So something we're looking at, we're also looking at accommodation. So then when people like you come, we can also say, come and see us, stay the night.
That'd be wonderful.
So it's a lot of projects. We've done quite a lot in 2 years. We've done the visitor center, we've done the filling store. We went from, well, they went from 7 member of staff to now 22. One started last week. So it's, yeah, it's evolving all the time. Yeah. It's an exciting journey.
Yeah.
And delighted to be part of it. And I would be delighted if you would be part of it as well. Yeah, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
And I see the next special thing, there are no locks.
So we,
which surprised me as well, because every distillery will have locks. There's no use for them anymore.
I know.
But usually you keep it. Like, so actually, I'm not quite sure why.
The pond was open.
Yeah, yeah.
On the
okay.
orders,
yeah.
But you only have to lock them during the night.
Oh, right, okay.
During the day, you're fine with leaving them open.
But
during the night,
see, they're not locked.
No.
Yeah. The other thing I had never seen before is this at the top. That used to be filled with water,
okay.
Right? So, again, I don't know if you had a pipe for going or if they had to manually fill it, but it was to actually wash the glass here. So there's a tube with holes in it, and from time to time they would open it from,
here.
And then it would clean the glass,
okay.
Right? Because again, it was very important, especially for the water test, to be able to see. And I didn't know that. And again, I suppose maybe most of them would have had it and then it was gone.
But it's still there, yeah.
It's still there, yeah. But it's not in use.
I see you can open them like this.
So it's not in use anymore, because now we can just open them and clean it. But that would have been the reason for that. Okay? Yeah. Right, let's go back to Francois.
Der Kreativität sind keine Grenzen gesetzt. Radio Z produziert von zu Hause aus, bis alle 180 ehrenamtlich Sendenden nach den Ausgangsbeschränkungen wieder live ins Studio dürfen. Das bedeutet aber keinesfalls Sparflamme. Das bedeutet Radio Z Power. Diversität und Aktualität bleibt. Mehr denn je. Deswegen freuen wir uns wie immer auf euer solidarisches Hören. Wir senden weiter.
Ihr hört Lost and Found in der Mai-Ausgabe 2020. Es gab einen akustischen Ausflug in die Distille Glen Allachy und jetzt geht es noch in das Visitor Center.
Yeah, my name is Karen McWilliam. I'm the Visitor Center Manager at Glen Allachy. I'm responsible for taking tours round and also doing tutored whisky tastings. The Glen Allachy range, we have very lucky to have Billy Walker, our master distiller, and our owner. Our distillery is now privately owned through 3 Scottish people. And this is very unusual in this day and age to have something that's independent. Our whiskies range from different maturation, starting first of all in first fill bourbon. Then we would take it eventually after 8 to 10 years into whichever casks we have, like, for example, Pedro Ximenez, Oloroso, lots of sherry-focused. Something we also do is single cask range. We are very lucky at the moment to have a Pedro Ximenez finished Hogshead from the shop. This one here is at 59.5%. So that's been in a Hogshead cask only from November, and it's now bottled. As you see with your friend here, he is nosing and tasting this one as we speak. We have sold over 200 bottles of this in 2 weeks. That is how popular our handful exclusives are. People are coming They're making a pilgrimage to come to see Billy Walker's new distillery. This is his baby. He owned Glendronach, Benriach and Glenglassa before. I worked for him for 10 years at Glendronach, and he headhunted me to come and open his visitor centre for him and to allow him to express all his beautiful whiskies to the public. We're very lucky with our core range. You know that, yes, there will be a 15-year-old. It will be coming soon. Mr. Walker's just finished working on it as we speak. So the range will be 12, 15, 18 and 10 years cask strength. We are now going to be on to batch number 3 of this. So this is a lovely way of representing a cask strength whiskey at a younger age. Something else that Billy likes to represent is the packaging that we have. If you're not familiar with Glenallachie, but you may have tasted it and can't remember the age of whiskey, we can also say, I've tasted the green one. And people can almost colour contrast the whiskey that they're having. So that's a nice thing to point out as well. And that the single cask range are in these gorgeous rock kind of boxes. Okay. You can see that with your eye. It's very difficult to explain the colour of a rock.
Schieferstein, like the stone on the slates on the roof.
Thank you. I couldn't have said it better myself. And so we depict this because the distillery is named Glenallachie. The meaning of Glenallachie is the Valley of the Rocks, hence the rock effect that we have on all the packaging. The wood finishes, very, very popular, but very, very limited. We are sold out of these now. If you're lucky to get them, buy them, because this is something very experimental with Mr. Walker. For example, you've got the Koval quarter casks, which were rye casks from Chicago. You've got some peated portwood, and you've got, of course, the all-famous Pedro Ximénez. Anyone who follows Mr. Walker follows the fact that he does sherry casks very, very well. We've also got a range called McNair's. Now, this is to cover our peated range that comes from Glenallachie, and that the McNair's name is what Billy bought across with that, and the White Heather name. But this is the ones that he presents under McNair's. So we have some spirit from Isla, we've got some spirit from Speyside, and maturing in older Glenallachie casks. So there's a nice sweetness, but then you've got that subtle smokiness coming through on that. So those are the variety that we've got today. Distillery exclusive, ranging from this bourbon barrel one, which is on at 61.4%, £95 a bottle. You get lots of vanillas, and you've got that sort of more heavier notes of vanilla coming from this. You've then, working your way down the way, £350 a bottle for the Hogshead, 29 years old, 1989, 45.9% in strength on that. So that is a sherried Hogshead, which this was finished in. For the UK selection only, you've got this one here, which is finished in the port pipe. This one here is at £90. So again, reasonably priced for something exclusive. And then the other, 1989 below, which again, we've matured in a sherry butt. So you've got a lot of sherry influences with those two. So hopefully that's okay for you today. We've talked you through the range. Please keep drinking Glenallachie.
Before Glenallachie was sold, it was for the blended industry. There was no core range of single malts from Glenallachie. And that's something quite new.
Yeah, something that Billy is very passionate about. That's why we are producing for the year, we're producing under 1 million litres of spirit. And all of that goes into the Glenallachie range, and a small percentage will be taken through into all the different markets which we produce for. But there'll be nothing done for blend. It's all for single malt. The previous owner did 24 mashes here a week. We do 4. We produce Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday we do lots of cleaning and maintenance and allow the spirit to be taken to the warehouse to be put to cask. So yes, look at Glenallachie as the new Glendronach, because this is something that Billy Walker will create. He already has started turning heads. People are already getting the name and they want to come and see how the Glendronach experience is now developed into the Glenallachie experience. So keep an eye out in the market, everyone. Hopefully you'll find some. If you don't, let us know and we'll see what we can do. Can't say fairer than that.
Soweit der Ausflug in die Glenallachie Distillery in Schottland, in der Speyside. Im Web zu finden unter theglenallachie.com. Und das war's mit der Mai-Ausgabe von Lost and Found hier auf der 95.8 bei Radio Z. Nachzuhören eine Woche lang in der Radio Z Mediathek unter www.radio-z.net. Danach findet ihr diese Sendung unter lost-end-found.radio-z.net als permanent Podcast auf unserer Radio Z Homepage. Die nächste Ausgabe von Lost and Found hört ihr hier auf der 95.8 bei Radio Z in der Nacht von Mittwoch, den 3. auf Donnerstag, den 4. Juni 2020 zur gewohnten Zeit zwischen 0 und 2 Uhr morgens. Ich verabschiede mich am Mikrofon und Technik, Chris, und ich wünsche eine angenehme Nacht.
Radio Z verabschiedet sich für heute. Radio Z sendet täglich von 14 bis 2 Uhr live auf der UKW 95,8 sowie im Kabelnetz auf DAB Plus und via Livestream auf radio-z.net. Radio Z ist ein Programmangebot von Radio e.V., der Rundfunk-Aktionsgemeinschaft demokratischer Initiativen und Organisationen. Adresse Kopernikusplatz 12, 90 459 Nürnberg. Telefon 0911 4500 60. Geschäftsleitung Silvia Glavion. Programmverantwortung Heike Demmel und Stefan Wagner. Morgen um 14 Uhr geht es weiter mit Radio Z auf der 95,8. Bis dahin könnt ihr im Kabelnetz auf DAB Plus sowie im Livestream die Wiederholungen der heutigen Sendungen hören. Die genauen Wiederholungszeiten der einzelnen Sendungen sind ersichtlich auf radio-z.net. Radio Z ist ein Mitgliederradio. Neue Mitglieder im Verein sind jederzeit herzlich willkommen.